they win today, is it not actually a swoon because it'll be 500 for the month?
Okay, let's start there, Tiki. Will it actually be a swoon? So let me just say, I'm trying my best to be patient because I know the Yankees are going to the postseason. I know as bad as this spiral has been, the American League is bad, and that's what we keep leaning on. And I know that the Yankees have had a ton of injuries and reinforcements are coming. But you bring up a great question, Tiki. If the Yankees win today, is it all that bad because they'll be 500? How about we go glass half empty?
Okay.
This from Katie Sharp in the last 4 years for June. 2023, the Yankees were 11-12. 2024, the Yankees were 14-13. Last year, the Yankees were 13-14. This year, they're at 12-13. So why do I give you all those records in June?
Because it sounds like this is par for the course.
Well, first of all, they're almost all identical. However, for all the talk about June swoons in recent Yankee history, not once did they finish a June more than one game under 500. Meaning, if the Yankees lose tonight to Tarik Skubal, they will be two games under 500 as June ends, meaning this is actually the worst of all the June swoons, and it felt like it was going to be the best June.
I got to tell you, now that I think about this, after you said all of that, it makes me feel like the June swoon, the epicness of it, is so overrated.
It's just 500 baseball.
It's 500 baseball. It's average baseball, and that happens at points in baseball, because we know why. It's baseball, Susan. Right? At the end of the day, though, this Yankee team will find a way to stabilize. I didn't realize this till I read the notes this morning, that this will be today the 15th straight game, 15th straight day that they played. They play 16 in this stretch here where they don't have a day off. And so some of the effects that we're seeing are listless at-bats. We're seeing errors in the field. And part of that just comes from fatigue. Like, imagine doing something as awesome, but also as grinding as a nine-inning baseball game over and over and over and over and over and over and over. Eventually, you just need a break. Eventually, you just need a day where you're like, I need to chill. And the Yankees haven't had it. Now, I'm making an excuse for them.
Yeah.
But it's what makes me feel okay about this June swoon.
All right. Like, I hear what you're saying, but they still kicked the ball all over the place on Friday night in Boston. This is five games later. We weren't quite at 16 straight days without a day off.
That's true.
That's normal baseball stuff. So I hear what you're saying.
I'm really more talking about the hitting.
All right.
Because they're not hitting.
Well, yes. And this is also, Katie Sharp does a great job. SharpStats17, Twitter and X. The Yankees are the first team in Major League Baseball since 1898 to have a four-game span with at least 38 strikeouts, 12 or less hits, and 8 or less walks combined. They have had 38 strikeouts, 12 hits, 8 walks. That is...
But they're not that bad.
They're not, but we're overseeing, Tiki, for a four-game stretch, the worst Yankee offensive stretch in over 100 years. Like, when you think about the Yankees, and yeah, like the dreams of winning a World Series this year, if they are going to accomplish the ultimate goal, they will do so in a year that is now officially featured their worst offensive stretch in 100 years of Yankee baseball.
Yeah, which doesn't portend good things. It doesn't tell you that this team is ready. You know what it feels like they're missing? It feels like they're missing the type of leadership that Giancarlo Stanton brings. I'm not talking about Aaron Judge, who is their, you know, obviously their icon, their leader, their MVP. He just mashes. You know he's going to be a consistent, at least in some capacity, over a two-week span that they've been struggling, scuffling here. But Giancarlo Stanton, remember at the beginning of the season when he talked about how every game is going to mean something? Every game needs to mean something. And the Yankees got off to a hot start. It felt like they were dialed in all the time. And if one guy fell short, then somebody else was picking them up. If Aaron Judge wasn't hitting, Ben Rice was, or Cody Bellinger, it didn't matter. Like, they found ways to pick each other up. Without that kind of leadership, it feels like this team gets listless. They get without urgency. And I get it. It's baseball. It's every day. For 2 weeks, it's hard, man. But at the same time, if you want to be special, you got to do special stuff. And they're not doing it right now. And it looks inept at times. And I know they're not this bad, but it's been 2 weeks.
It has been. And again, I want to reiterate, Trent Grisham, Ryan McMahon, Giancarlo Stanton, Aaron Judge, Max Fried. They haven't had Clark Schmidt all year. You get the point. The Yankees are absolutely playing the old war of attrition right now with injuries. However, Teek, you bring up leadership. Leadership is such a powerful word there because they should have a leader. That is the manager, Aaron Boone, who I have defended time and time again And I have put a lot of the Yankee problems at the feet of Brian Cashman, when there are Yankee problems. And I know not every team's problems are created equal. Believe me, there are Met fans rolling their eyes
right
when we talk about Yankee problems right now. However, when Aaron Boone, after the Boston series, does his corny, like we talked about yesterday, you know, we're built for this. This is, you know, we're in it. You know, and it sounds so weird and cheesy. And then they follow up that post-game delivery to the media with what happened last night.
Yeah, basically, they were, again, felt like they couldn't get bat on ball.
Yeah, listless at-bats. Errors all over the place. Ryan Weathers completely sinking. I just look at Aaron Boone's messaging after that game and knowing that, again, they didn't have a day off and the All-Star break's going to come soon and all of that. And they followed up with that, giving right Casey Mize his career high in 10 strikeouts. I do begin to question leadership. So I'm not saying that Aaron Boone doesn't deserve to be the manager of the New York Yankees. I'm not saying that Aaron Boone can't win a World Series here.
It's all right
there
in front of us.
But what I am saying, when you oversee this offensive stretch of baseball, and when you oversee the amount of errors and the bad fundamentals that are now creeping back into the Yankees,
Dickie,
I think we have now officially hit the true pivot point in what Aaron Boone's legacy for the New York Yankees as a manager is going to be. And now before anybody goes, oh, man, that feels like real theatrical on June 30th. The June swoon is something attached to Aaron Boone.
Yeah.
This has now happened. Whether they win or lose tonight, they'll be 500 for June or two games under.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
The Yankees, as we've talked about, when we're in a town where Tom Thibodeau got fired after, you know, Eastern Conference Finals.
Yeah.
Aaron Boone can't allow the same crap that has sent alarm bells off in June's past to creep up to this team at the end of the summer and into October. Even if they do right the ship and have a hot July or August. Like, the warning signs are there. The Yankees still have bad fundamentals inside of them and bad at-bats for far too many of these guys. And this team, if they need leadership, should come from the manager, not be worried that Giancarlo Stanton's the true leader of the team, yeah, and he's still not back.
Well, that's what bothers you, what you just alluded to, is that this happens every single season.
Every year.
How does this happen every single season?
And they know it happens every year.
They know it happens every year, but it continually happens every year. And the circumstances are different every year.
Yeah.
Aaron Judge wasn't hurt last year, but it just feels like it's this. At some point, this happens in June, and it's unexplainable, and there's one common denominator, and that's the manager.
The manager.
And you hate to just point it on him, but you kind of have to, because what else has changed? Look, for last night, for instance, Ryan Weathers, he didn't get smashed around.
No.
He just gave up. He couldn't get out of the innings.
Couldn't get out of the innings. And look, the defense didn't help him.
It didn't help him, but it was a bunch of singles.
Death by
hits,
a thousand paper cuts.
Like 100%. Right. And it'd be one thing if he was just getting rocked and had a bad day. They were putting the ball in places where the Yankees defenders were not. And so, that's not an indictment on Aaron Boone. That's just kind of baseball.
No. But you could do that for every individual game during this rough month of baseball.
That's right.
But in the end, what's the totality of it? Which is in April, when the Yankees are cooking with gas and they're coming back early May and they're having like these gritty kind of wins where we're saying this Yankee team feels different. They look different. The messaging is different. When Giancarlo Stanton after games is, you know, talking about how every game matters because they didn't have home field versus Toronto last year. Why is that the messaging in April and May? And then suddenly every June, you throw your hands up, and we look like fools. We look like fools for saying this is going to be different.
Because this looks like a 98 team?
Yes. Yeah, I said something stupid.
Yeah,
right?
You did.
I did. I said they were giving off 98 vibes.
You should have known. 98 didn't have a June swoon.
Yeah, they're giving off 89 vibes now. and it's brutal.
What happened in 89?
That was during the dark era of Yankee baseball.
Right,
they weren't making playoffs.
Right, just a good.
I just flipped the
of the numbers.
For the sense of dramatic effect.
Nice.
I can't stand this, Tiki, because they're going to suck us back in. Like, this isn't going to bottom out. They're not going to now lose 20 games in a row. They're going to get Trent Grisham back this weekend. Now, by the way, when you're really relying on Trent Grisham and Ryan McMahon to come back and that graphic pops up, that's also kind of alarming.
Well, the one thing you will guarantee get is good defense.
Yeah, you'll get professionalism.
That's what I mean. Professional at bats for sure. Now they might not be successful, but other than the bats being quiet is the booting the ball around or the right fielder not calling off the second baseman and all these things that you keep seeing over and over again. That will cease, at least you hope it does, with some of these more professional veterans coming back in. But at the end of the day, you got to hit. You got to score in order to win. And that's really what's plagued this Yankee team over the last couple of weeks.
And in the end, Tiki...
And three hits yesterday. Two of them were by a rookie.
And let's be real. I mean, Rosario's...
And a pitch hit.
Rosario's homer was lipstick on a pig at that point. I mean, the game was toast. And that makes it look a lot better. Let's be real. We don't know what the end result is going to be of the Yankees. We might have some of you on the phones at 888-808-1019 telling us, I don't get even worked up because I know how this ends. They're not going to win a World Series or whatever. And you cannot win World Series at the end of June. But if and when the Yankee season ends without a parade the way the Knicks had, I don't know how you don't look back on this month and look back on every single June for the last 5 years and not understand that the messaging and the leadership shouldn't have to just come from Giancarlo Stanton.
Mm-hmm.
The team needs a change at the managerial
position. Well, I mean, that's ultimately where Aaron Boone is at risk because it's just the same script over and over and over and over and over again. And it results in not winning a championship. Now, you might get a little bit farther or may you fall a little bit short into these subsequent years. But ultimately, if it's the same thing and you don't end up winning a championship, then something has to change. That's ultimately what it's going to come down to.
Something has to change. And for me, I'm officially on Aaron Boone watch. I wouldn't do it. I'm not going to get crazy and go, fire him now.
He's not getting middle of the season fired. There's no chance.
No, but we need to have this point in time and store it in the back of our minds when we come to that end of the year table when Brian Cashman and Aaron Boone don't even have the same answers on Anthony Volpe's injury like they did last year.
Right.
And understand that the Yankees can't just keep rinsing and repeating the same summers every year and expect things to change in October. Something has to change, and I hope that Aaron Boone understands this is the time to be a leader and stop saying the same corny nonsense. Give me the messaging that was there in April and May from Giancarlo Stanton. Let me know that every game's important, because guess what? No matter how many times you want to throw that run differential difference between the Yankees and Rays back, just know that the Yankees dug themselves out of 7 games back from Tampa, took a 3.5 game lead on them, and they have basically given it all back.
Well, they have given it all back, because now they're
trailing.
They're trailing guy game and a half.
And how much more do you want to give back? Because the Yankees... entering the All-Star break, are in real position right now, Tiki. I mean, they face Skubal tonight. Kind of an easy schedule right now for Tampa. Could you imagine sitting at the All-Star break after gaining all that ground back and being 4 games back at Tampa or something, the All-Star break?
Right.
Because that's what's on the line for the New York Yankees.
Right.
You want to be playing
I won't
in the
be
drop?
Worried about that. I won't be worried about that, but I will be worried about the narrative that persists around this Yankee team. That if in the postseason... if they don't have home field advantage, they don't win.
They don't win.
And you're going to give that or basically hand it to the Rays?
Yeah, and remember, they play the Rays next week heading into the All-Star break.
Right. So they have a chance regardless to steal it back before they go get a much-needed hiatus. But still.
Or if they look like this, Tiki, they have a chance to give a lot back. They just got swept 4 games in Boston.
Right.
Started off giving Casey Mize the night of his life. This is not exactly the brand of baseball the Yankees should be looking forward to. I know there's a whole week more baseball, Tigers and Twins, before we get to that Rays series. But the way things are trending right now, this could be really ugly at the All-Star break for the Yankees.
Let's hope not.
And they're not getting that right messaging from the manager.
It's all right there in front of us.
We asked it yesterday. We'll ask it again. Are you closer to pressing the panic button on the 2026 New York Yankees? And where are you at with Aaron Boone? 888-808-1019. Now, we'll get into the Mets. Plus, I believe Tiki Barber and, I guess, via virtual, Evan Roberts need to wear major L's. We're breaking out the...
What? What did I do?
You'll hear. I crafted this one last night right up my sleeve. It is Evan and Tiki with Sean Morash on The Fan.